Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 8:46, 14 till 9. Good news, a new loud, screechy bird making its home in Louisiana. It feasts on invasive apple snails that destroy our crops. Bad news, when you introduce a new species, does it affect the ecosystem? Delana LeBlanc joins us now, Biological Resources Coordinator with the Barataria-Terrebonne National Estuary Program. Good morning, Dr. LeBlanc?
No.
Just
Delana.
Delana.
Well, yeah.
You got a great name, like a Tennessee Williams name, Delana LeBlanc. It sounds
Why,
like,
thank you.
Doesn't it sound like that? I'm just looking at you on Twitter, at Seatworms, is it?
Robin
Seatworms.
Robins
Eat
like
Worms.
A robin
I get it.
Eats a worm, yeah.
Okay, Robins Eat Worms. And you are a very accomplished ornithologist? What would you be?
Well, I'm an ornithologist. I study birds. I love nature. I'm very much into doing what's good for the environment, which is good for people.
I'm looking at your Twitter feed, and I'm seeing that. You're very accomplished. Let's talk about this loud, screechy bird. What are we talking about here?
Oh, wow. Well, I think people that are in freshwater environments, mostly in by boat, you have to, and some people are seeing them now more often on land, like in City Park, are hearing this bird as well. It's a limpkin. It's a wading bird, so it's mostly brown, but it has some white markings on its upper body, on the back, and increasing up into the neck.
Did you say a wading bird? W-A-D-I-N-G?
Yes. It's kind of like a bird that is like a egret or, yeah.
Got you. Go ahead. I'm just asking questions.
Okay. Yeah, or a heron. Mm-hmm. It's similar in that kind of family. So, but yes, this bird just was a surprise. I think when I was working the Thibodeau Christmas bird count Audubon has every year, and one of my people that was working the Lake Buff area had texted me a picture of the limpkin, and I kind of thought he was sending me a joke. I didn't think it was a real sighting. I thought he had told me that someone he had reported a bird sighting of another bird, and that someone didn't believe him. And I said, oh, I'll believe you. I know you're a good birder. And then he sent me that picture, and I thought he was just playing a joke on me until he sent it to someone else, and they sent me a text message saying, look at this bird. So that was the beginning of it all, which was very exciting.
So where'd they come from?
The first one I ever saw was I had to go to Florida to see it. And it was very exciting. I was I went to Florida. I was in a canoe, and I got to see it eat an apple snail. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm. Did you make the trip just for that, or Disney World? Or?
It wasn't Disney World. I was in grad school at the time, but mm-hmm. I definitely was on. That was a goal, was to see that bird.
To see the limpkin. Now, tell me about these apple snails. And it would seem to me that these limpkins eating the apple snails is a good thing, but I do know that once you introduce something else into an environment, sometimes there can be repercussions. Your thoughts on all of this?
Well, that's a possibility. We don't know. So part of us, we're kind of want to keep our eyes open about this. There's not, you know, this bird came. We didn't introduce this bird. Mm-hmm. The apple snail was introduced likely through the aquarium trade. So that was human introduced.
Let me jump in for a second and take a break for traffic. And then when we come back, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the apple snail, how damaging they can be, and how important it is that these limpkins eat these apple snails. And it could be, here we have a problem, and then, you know, a solution flies in from Florida. Can it be that simple? We're talking to Delana LeBlanc, Biological Resources Coordinator with the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, about this loud, screechy limpkin. If you've been out in the bayous, have you seen one or not? It looks like a kind of like a quail and an egret combined almost, a little bit. 8:51 now, traffic, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That would be the sound of the limpkin, a bird that came in from Florida to Louisiana and is eating apple snails. And we're talking to Delana LeBlanc, Biological Resources Coordinator with the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program. Let's talk about what they're eating, Delana, these apple snails. Where'd they come from, and how, what do they do?
Well, apple snails were, we believe they were introduced through the aquarium trade because they're so, they're large, they're beautiful, and then people likely didn't want them anymore, so then they just dumped them out, right? So essentially, they show up and they start reproducing. These apple snails can lay these. I think people might have been seeing if the apple snails are there, you're going to see these really bright pink egg clusters, which can be like up to 1,000 eggs per cluster, which is a lot. And that's just they don't just do it once a year. They can lay these eggs several times a year, these apple snails. So they they can produce several clutches a season.
So you study this for your life's work. Are you concerned that these limpkins could cause a problem? First of all, how do they come here? I mean, I don't think they came for Jazz Fest. They flew in, right? Not on a plane, but they flew here. Why did they decide to change your habitat?
We don't really know. We don't know if they hopscotched. We do see that limpkins have birds sometimes can be vagrants, so they might end up going, some birds are migratory, so they would be birds that migrate to breed, say, in the spring and then go back to a winter grounds. But limpkins, they might have a short migration, so they wouldn't be going very far. So it would be surprising for them to travel as far as they have. So this is, we know that there are issues in Florida with their food source, which is the native apple snail in Florida. Mm-hmm. And their native apple snail has been in decline because of water issue. There's water issues, so there's a decline with their native apple snail, and that's more likely as to why the bird has sort of tried to outsource and find food away from the state.
So it could this be, Delana, one of these rare instances where everything just works out in life and nature takes care of itself, and the apple snail was introduced here and was started causing problems, and here comes a limpkin to the rescue?
Well, that's what everyone hopes. Hmm.
What kind of problem? We only have 30 seconds. What kind of problem could the limpkin cause?
The only thing that has everyone sort of on their toes is it eats other things like freshwater mussels. So we have some mussels. We don't know what impact it, if it decides to eat mussels, more mussels than apple snails, which I think that as long as it keeps eating apple snails, we'll be okay. But we don't know if it'll impact the mussel population.
Thank you, Delaina. I appreciate your time. Big Mike from Bayou Liberty texted in and said that they were in the Pearl River swamp eating freshwater clams. So there you go. We're going to come back, talk about Love the Boot Week, and then we'll talk about managing stress.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.